It's time now for this week's American Workers Need You commentary by Michael Blihash.
And ladies and gentlemen, when you hear that the unemployment rate in America has gone down, consider what that really means. Does it mean that more people found a job? Well, not always. In some cases, it means that people did find jobs, but in other cases, it means that a growing number of people used up all of their unemployment benefits and are no longer being counted in U.S. government unemployment statistics. The real unemployment rate in America is 15.7%, or 24 million people, and it's calculated in the following way. Number one, the current government unemployment rate is listed at 8.8%, or 13.5 million people presently receiving unemployment benefits. Number two, not included are people recently dropped from unemployment compensation and are no longer counted on U.S. government statistics. Number three, individuals seeking part-time jobs but unable to find a job. Number four, individuals who are seeking to re-enter the workforce with no jobs available for them to fill. Number five, new graduates seeking jobs who are not counted in any government statistic. Number six, underemployed people who have a part-time job with insufficient income to meet their living expenses and are seeking a second part-time job. When you calculate all of these job seekers, it totals 24 million people seeking employment opportunities. The Buy American Made campaign is trying to address the unemployment issue and, with your help, restore every level of employment for America's workforce. The best possible amount for near full employment here in the USA would be around 165 million jobs. At this point, we are 24 million short of that goal. As we continue our campaign, I'm urging all of you to use your purchasing power to buy products fully or partially made here in the USA. Yes, we do live in a global economy, but that doesn't mean Americans should continue to lose their jobs and skills watching factories close and move abroad. Globalization should mean that America is in competition with world industries and we have equal access to American-made as well as foreign-made products everywhere we shop. I feel it's time to put the real facts and figures on the table and consider what must be done to make our workforce more job-ready, get businesses to reinvest in America, and get America's economy on the road to total recovery. As you go shopping, look at every label and consider the importance of the Buy American Made campaign and the future of America's workers. And by the way, many of them are your own family members and friends. This is Michael Blihash. Let me know what more you feel we can do to promote the Buy American Made campaign. You can email me from the link located on the front page of my internet site. Go to AmericanWorkersNeedYou.com.